Hi, it's a new day today. God is good. I'm just thankful to be alive. It's a new day. I praise the Lord for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. He put a word in me today to share with you today, and I pray that it will bless you. I'm going to be reading to you from Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 6-8. And my subject today is going to be, I'm going to be talking about using your mind the right way. The scripture says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And I just want to begin by talking about how important, how critical it is that we understand how to use our minds in a way that pleases God. The Bible speaks about training our minds, disciplining our minds. Another word I would like to use would be focusing our minds or keeping our minds on the right thing. So, what I'm going to do is discuss biblical ways as to how we can use our minds to please God. I don't know if you're familiar with Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3, but that particular verse talks about, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Now, perfect peace in Hebrew means shalom, shalom, which means peace of prosperity. This means the Lord promises to keep us in a place where we worship or prosper in peace when we keep our mind fixed and focused on Him. I'll repeat that. The Lord promises, He promises in His word to keep us in a place where we can prosper in peace. The key is keeping our minds fixed and focused on Him. So I like to ask a question. Why are there so many Christians not prospering in this place of peace mentally? I'm going to give you an answer I believe the Holy Spirit revealed to me from the Word of God. And that can be found in Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 18 through 23. Now, it talks about the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting the seeds. When anyone hears this message about God's kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, who is the devil, he comes and he snatches away what was planted in their hearts. John 10:10 reminds me, it says, the thief, who is the devil, he comes only in order to steal, kill, and to destroy. So the devil takes away the word of God from people's minds and hearts for several reasons. So they cannot believe and be saved. So they will not bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, humility. And so they will not be fruitful in winning souls and making disciples. And so that they will live in fear and worry and have no peace. The seed that fell on rocky ground represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But because they are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, they fall away as soon as they have problems or they fall apart. They quit. They run away. They give up because they're persecuted for believing God's Word. These kind of people are very shallow and they have very little or no experience when it comes to being able to persevere when hell is breaking loose or when the heat is on or when under attack by the enemy. And the reason they're like this is because they don't spend time, very much time, meditating and feeding on the Word of God. They don't build themselves up daily in their most holy faith. These are the Christians that come to church on Sundays to get their Sunday morning fix, but throughout the week, rarely do they pick up their Bibles to study or to pray or worship or even share their faith with others. So when troubles and persecutions come, guess what? They fall away. Then you have the seed that fell among the thorns. This represents the group of people who hear God's word, but immediately the message is crowded out by the worries of this life. They allow the devil to bombard their minds with distractions. Some are so focused on wealth and the cares of the world to where their worries and concerns choke out the word of God. And then lastly, you have the seed of God's word that fell on good ground. This represents those who truly hear and understand God's word. And then they put it into practice. They put it into action in their everyday life, not just on Sundays, but in their everyday life. It's not just words and talk. It becomes alive and active and powerful in their everyday lives. And then it produces good fruit. This is the person that hears the word, grab a hold of it. They understand it. They comprehend it. And then they walk it out. And this is why it's so important we learn to focus our minds on the right thing. You're probably wondering, how do I do this consistently and keep my mind in that place of peace? It takes discipline. It takes determination. And it takes effort. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 19:26 says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Do you know that we're commanded in the word of God to love him with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind? So when we focus our mind, it helps to direct our energies and bring them to rest on a particular thing or activity. In this case, we're talking about focusing our thoughts on the Lord and what is right. By setting our minds on Jesus, you seek him not because he's missing and you're trying to find him, but because you want to focus your heart, your mind, and your affections on him. It's because you love him. So I want to close with this scripture, Romans 8:5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. This simply means those who are dominated by the sinful flesh nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, spiritual death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And this is how you're able to enjoy and to rest in God's perfect peace, by keeping your mind fixed on him with the help of his Holy Spirit and the word of God. Let me say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the truth of your word. I thank you that we can abide in true peace when our minds are fixed on you. Help us, your children, to not worry about anything, instead to pray about everything. Help us to be quick to talk to you first instead of telling others, running to others about what it is that we need or what we're concerned about. This way, we will experience your peace, which surpasses all understanding, and will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to keep putting into practice all we're learning. Then the God of peace will be with us. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Have a blessed day and thank you for listening.